be aware that those guys can do something creative at any moment in the match.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they have some changes from last time we played them, of course, with Turner and with Buxa gone, kind of at the bookends of their team. And, you know, those guys were key players. So they've been trying to manage those absences with a new goalkeeper, and until they obviously have their new designated player fit and ready to play, we would expect that he probably plays a role in this game, but we don't know for sure. Brioni, nice player. So that, you know, eventually when he's healthy enough to start, maybe it's this game, who knows. But it might be tight for that. But when he's healthy enough to start, then I think they've kind of replaced the absences of those two guys. And even the Barrero reminds me a lot of Tejan Buchanan. Like, eerily similar profile. So they still have very good players, like you said. They still have Bo, Buxa. They've been trying to manage those absences. And they're in every game, you know. They still have the core of the group that won the Supporters' Shield last year. They still have Bruce Arena, you know, a great coach and good players, you know. So, Heal, you know, was MVP last year. You got to be aware of him. Floats free roll wherever he wants and, you know, incredible final passer. Great vision. So, we need to be aware of him. Need to be aware of Bo, very good in the box. Barrero, it's dynamic. You know, their outside backs are extremely athletic and bomb on both at once. You know, more aggressive than most teams we play with their outside backs. So we've analyzed all these things. We've talked about all these things with our group. And then we also have to execute and be who we are and play the way we need to play and make them deal with us as well.
I think Wednesday you were talking about how quick New England's outside backs are, and it might be an even bigger challenge for Derek and Luis to kind of get behind the line. What other areas of the game, when that's the case and they take that away, what other areas of the game does that kind of put an emphasis on for you guys to execute well and create chances and dominate the game like you want?
Yeah, I mean, pace isn't just, you know, linear pace. So I think with Jones and Bai, if that's who they go with, that's who they've preferred. You know, they're converted wingers, and they're very athletic, but, you know, we need to be more clever in how we move behind the line at the right moments and the angles that we take and the way that we drag their outside backs around to open up, you know, that space. So if we're just going to be in a track meet, their two versus our two, then, you know, it's a tougher matchup. But we don't just run behind the line in predictable ways. You know, the way that we, you know, create that space, I think, is unique through Lucas Cucho, Derek in the pocket at times, pulling off the line, Luis Diaz with his wing progressions, with his 1v1 ability, with his weak side movement behind the center backs. So, you know, it's not just running behind them in predictable ways.
Thanks for the time, Coach. This year, New England, they have been more susceptible to giving up late leads early in May. Crew did it to them. What are you seeing tactically that you're able to maybe potentially exploit?
You know, they have the same back four that they had last year that, you know, won the Supporters' Shield and had the most points ever in league history. So, you know, I think they've, because they've, you know, I always say winning's a habit, losing's a habit, giving up goals sometimes, you know, in different ways becomes a habit. It's in your head a little bit. And so they've had quite a few games that they've given up, you know, leads, and then it tends to kind of be a mental thing. So I think a lot of it's mental. And, you know, obviously, you know, they're a competitive bunch. Bruce is a competitive coach. So, you know, they've probably been frustrated at times because the results haven't gone the way they wanted it to go. And, you know, a little like last year for us, you know, it's a psychology that can happen when you have a winning team and a competitive group. So I'll tell you this, they'll definitely want to come in here off two losses and two draws and turn the season, you know, and that'll be the message from Bruce, is they had the chance to come in here and we're on a good streak and haven't been beaten. And, you know, in MLS, this is the type of game that he'll sell to them where they can turn it around.
And over the last three matches, it's been, they've come back, you've come back, they've come back. It's been a lot of back and forth going against Bruce Arena teams. Does that kind of add more excitement for you going into a match? I know it's, you don't need much motivation to get excited for it, but playing against Bruce and tactically going against him, does that add to the match Saturday?
Not really. You know, we're focused, you know, on every game and what we need to do. And, you know, I respect Bruce a lot, and we've had some great matchups with them, you know, obviously here, New England Crew, and obviously when he was with LA and Portland. You know, so I think he knows probably what he gets with our teams, and I know it for the most part, you know, I'm going to get with his team. He likes to attack. He's an aggressive, he has an aggressive philosophy, you know, in the attack. Gives his players a lot of freedom. They typically score a lot of goals. They play in sometimes an open way, which suits them. And it's gonna be a difficult game. They have talent, and they're extremely aggressive, getting numbers in the box. At times, both outside backs, you know, the 9, the 10, and even midfielders. So we're gonna have to be good in that final phase in that low block. We've shown a lot of film on that, but also, can we not be in that phase, you know, for very long? And I think that's what they want to pin you back and counter press you and lock you in. And I think we need to make it a game where they're defending, and a game where we're finding the right moments to transition as well, because of how aggressive they get. But you know, from a New England versus Crew standpoint, you know, we're focused on winning this game and, you know, improving, you know, and they're going to be focused on, for sure, getting out of the rough patch that they've had.
Caleb, you were just saying that winning can become a habit, losing can become a habit. Well, your team has made not being able to be beat a habit, right? This undefeated streak, how has that come about? How have you guys managed to do that?
Yeah, like it, don't want to talk about it. You know, we're 0-0, you know. We've got this next game that we want to win. And, you know, I think the great news is our guys aren't talking about the fact that we've been unbeaten in a certain amount of games. They're focused on the next game and 3 points and improving. Like the rhythm where we're at, I do like the fact that we're showing to be mentally strong, very strong. I like that we're starting games aggressively recently. That's been a nice trend for us, you know, getting the first goal. And, you know, for me, I want to continue to see more kind of ruthlessness to get the first, second goal. We did that in a few games. That always helps. When it's a two-goal margin, we tend to win. One-goal margins always get nervy. So, you know, I think, can we get the first goal, and can we keep being aggressive? And because this is a team, if you let them hang around at 1-0, you know, they gamble. You saw that the last time we played them, you know. Because they just gamble, throw numbers, and risk a lot, you know. So they do that to start the game as well. So we just have to be up for that, because there's no way that their team's going to play nervous or tight. They're going to be confident. They're going to be edgy. They're going to be a bit frustrated in a good way. Bruce will harness that, and the team is going to – that team we're playing, New England's going to come out aggressive. So we need to be ready for the intensity.